Hey, Gators and sports fans, get all your Gator talk, news, analysis, and opinions on the Pod Up with Matthews in the Morning podcast. Find us on your favorite podcast platform or watch us on Facebook Live between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. every weekday. Pod Up, because we are Gator fans. So say, it's great to be a Florida Gator.
Good morning, folks. It is Friday. It is time to talk a little college football. It's Pod Up with Matthews in the Morning from the Crime Prevention Security System Studios, large enough to serve you, small enough to care. It's Friday. We got JC. We'll be cranking it up with him in just a second, doing our Peachland Dental weekend picks. Second portion of the day's program, Scott Robillet from the Advocate over there in Baton Rouge. Total LSU. Boy, they got some issues going on there. Good morning, JC. How are you?
Yeah, hey, QB. They really do have some issues going on over there, and I'm very curious what kind of turnout we're going to have for an 11 a.m. game. Media folks love it. I'm not sure fans do. And
I'm fired up about it.
Yes. We're excited about your call tomorrow in the booth. But I certainly think that we're going to have great weather. It's going to be a beautiful day of football tomorrow, some great games. And you know, listen, when LSU, when you're struggling like this, you get the 12 o'clock game, man. I mean, it's just the way it is. And so LSU's going to get the 12 o'clock game. And, I think the Gators, for their part, really need to have quite a performance to go into the open date. And I think this is the perfect team to do it on. This is a struggling Tigers team that's certainly not able to do the things that previous Tiger teams have done, and that is score a lot of points, run the football well, play solid defense. They've got so many injuries, QB. I think Stingley is out of there. Obviously, Boutte is not going to play. They are a mess, quite simply. That's what the reality is for LSU. But even with that all being said, QB, Florida has to play well. They need to play well. They've got to go into this open date with a convincing style of play. I'd love to see the Gators throw the ball a little bit, but of course they're going to run it. And maybe Dan Mullen can get 30 or 40 points. That's what I'm hoping for.
Well, let's just get enough to win. That's the bottom line. JC, yeah. Last night, yeah. The Tampa Bay Bucks defeat the Eagles 28-22. Mm-hmm. Did you see the way the baseball game ended?
I saw the way the baseball game ended with Cody Bellinger, but the check swing strike three call was really bad. Now, obviously, the umpire, this happens so quickly, and he doesn't have the benefit of an instant replay when he makes that call. But, man, that guy didn't go, and so he should have got another pitch. He should have gotten another pitch, and the Giants should have had a breath of life left. But let's hand it to the Dodgers, right? I mean, the Dodgers won the last two games of the series, and beating the Giants is these are the two best teams, I think, during the regular season, certainly in baseball. And now one of them's gone, and it's all up to the Atlanta Braves to knock off the defending world champions. And Atlanta gets to do that in game one of a seven-game series tomorrow night in Atlanta. And so that place is going to be hopping. The Georgia Bulldogs are going to be playing Kentucky at 3:30. It's going to be a great sports day for Northern Georgia sports fans. And you've got the Braves trying to get the World Series. You've got the Bulldogs trying to stay unbeaten. And the Kentucky Wildcats trying to stay unbeaten. It's the game of the week on CBS. So we'll see how it all turns out.
So inquiring minds are curious why you're wearing an SMU sweatshirt and a Kentucky visor today.
Well, I'd love to see Kentucky pull off.
Both those teams are undefeated.
They are undefeated. And it's amazing that I have the Kentucky visor and the SMU sweatshirt on today because, look, Southern Methodist is our only hope to get Cincinnati a loss. And Kentucky is probably the best chance to get Georgia a loss until they play Florida, which of course is in 2 weeks. But I don't know, man. I can't understand these lines. I wouldn't be surprised if Georgia did blow out Kentucky. I also wouldn't be surprised if it was close in the fourth quarter. So I don't really know what to think about it.
So is JC rooting for SMU?
Yeah.
Because he's concerned that Cincinnati will keep Alabama out of the 14 playoff.
Yeah. Well, listen. Alabama.
There's always a backstory to the crap you wear.
Yes. Well, you pretty much know me. You plucked it out of the sea there. Look, Alabama has to beat Georgia, I think, unless a bunch of teams lose. And I don't know if Alabama's capable. Well, I guess they are, but you know, they're going to have to run the table, then beat Georgia. I think they're going to do a lot of things. They got to do a lot of things that are going to be very difficult. I don't know what to tell you, QB. It's just early still, so I'm not too worried about it. But Cincinnati's got nobody on the schedule that I think is capable of beating them. And maybe SMU can if they get lucky.
John says on Facebook Live, brought to you by Melton Law, the only official law firm partner of the Florida Gators. Was JC wearing a UK hat in the Tim Couch days?
Tim Couch, man. No, I did like Jared Lorenzen, though. I was a Jared Lorenzen fan. You know, the year LSU won the national title, I guess it was 2003 with Nick Saban, they had one of the most classic football games in history played between LSU and Kentucky in Lexington.
That was a miracle.
LSU won on a final play, a Hail Mary type of play. It wasn't the traditional Hail Mary where you jump up in the end zone. It was just a little post route that somehow the ball was tipped behind the defenders and the receiver was there to catch it. Running. So it was one of the greatest finishes of all time.
These people are killing you, JC. Joseph says on Facebook Live,
okay.
JC wearing gear of undefeated teams. Who would have ever guessed that?
Hey, right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Look, I mean, why can't we celebrate the Kentucky Wildcats with Mark Stoops? They're only a 23-point underdog. I mean, you know, they got a chance, right? They got a chance. But SMU's a great story, man. You can drink Budweiser's in the stadium. You can take it to your seat. You can walk around. You can sit out on the grass and watch the pony run up and down the sideline. It's a great little facility on campus there for the Mustangs, man. You got to love the Mustangs. Who doesn't love the Mustangs? SMU.
It's not cheap to go to school there. I know that.
Sure.
We got a texter on the Titanwar text line. Good morning, guys. Shane, I know how much JC likes food. This is the menu for tomorrow. Fried mahi-mahi.
Oh.
Kingfish dip with crackers, smoked saltwater mullet, and cold adult beverages.
Whoa.
The big screen will be on the patio with the volume down with Mick and the QB on the call. Go Gators, says Daryl.
That's a great text there, Daryl. Thanks for that. Yeah, it's a great day tomorrow, man. We're going to have great weather. I like these road games once in a while. You know, it gives you a chance to rally around the TV and get around some friends and enjoy the Saturday off day and just watch football all day. But this is the best time of year, right? October is great. My two favorite months are October and March, and sports-wise. And here we are. I love this. And I think I'm going to take a little road trip myself up to Mississippi, and I'm going to sit there with a friend of ours, mutual friend of ours, and watch football all day in one of the greatest home theater rooms you'll ever find on the map. And so I can't wait. Just pray that Southwest Airlines doesn't screw me in Atlanta. And I'll get there. But even if they do, I'll get a car and rent it if I have to and drive to Jackson, Mississippi.
John says, JC is waiting to see who wins the Fall Classic to get his major league gear out.
No, I'm down to my third-level team. Yankees lose, Rays lose. I'm down to the Braves. That's it. After the Braves, if the Braves lose to the Dodgers, I could not care less about the World Series. And I'm kind of not really all into it anyway, but the Astros are really good. The Red Sox, I think, are really lucky. And if I'm looking at a Houston-LA Dodgers World Series, you can have it. I mean, have a great time. Enjoy it and tell me who wins. But the Braves, you know, let's root for the Braves. Why don't we do that?
We got a text on the Titanmar text line. It's an anonymous text, but it's a Tallahassee area code.
Okay.
Says, good morning, QB. Do you think Mullen loses a lot of the fan base if we lose to LSU this weekend?
Oh my God.
I don't even want to think about it. We have to play really, really bad to lose this team.
Yeah. Really bad. I mean, Florida has had the fortune of playing probably the two poorest teams in the league back to back. I really think LSU is just one notch above Vanderbilt right now. And I never thought I would say that. But I mean, South Carolina's close. You know, LSU, South Carolina, Vandy, those are the three teams that are the weakest in the league right now. And the Gators have had the schedule maker help them out with, you know, two games like this to try to get better coming off a loss. I mean, think if Florida had played Kentucky coming off a loss and then had to go play in Oxford or in Tuscaloosa or in Athens. Well, they wouldn't play in Athens, but you know what I'm saying. The schedule worked out great. What if they had to go to College Station last week, you know, instead? So, Vanderbilt. So, listen, this is the kind of game you try to get better in. You try to find your identity a little bit more before the game of the year in 2 weeks. And it is the game of the year, even though Florida, even if they beat Georgia, would still be behind Georgia and Kentucky. It is one of the greatest rivalries in football. And folks, I'm telling you, and we're going to talk about this for 2 weeks after this weekend, but that game, if you know anything about the Florida-Georgia rivalry, you will know that that game is going to be one of the classics of the schedule. And when you think you know what's going to happen, usually just the opposite happens. I watched a 30-on-30 with Herschel Walker the other night, QB. You know, the Georgia Bulldogs beat Florida 26-21 two straight years with Herschel and were losing both times. It was the run, Lindsey, run game, and then the one after that when Georgia beat Florida 26-21. The Gators, I think, were actually favored going into that game or close to it. I remember going to it myself. Gators dominated the game for most part, and if Herschel Walker isn't there, Georgia doesn't win. So this is the kind of thing where the Florida-Georgia game, and we'll get to it next week. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but folks, trust me on this.
Way too far ahead.
I know, but that's the one I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about Kentucky-Georgia too, bro. I just got this feeling about Kentucky. I don't know what it is.
You do?
Not really. No. Okay. Well, 23 points I do, yeah.
Okay, so we got a text on the Titan Moore text line from our good friend Ryan. He says, happy Friday, gents. CBS is going to wish they had taken Ole Miss, Tennessee. That's sure to be a 52-49 kind of game, while UK, Georgia will be a snoozer between the hedges, probably end up 31-0 kind of score. I bet Kentucky won't put up 150 yards of offense. As for baseball, I'm sure Major League Baseball would love to have a Dodgers versus the cheating Astros rematch. But I'm hoping my Braves and Sox meet up in the World Series. Happy trails to Baton Rouge, Shane. Appreciate the text, Ryan.
Yeah.
That Saturday night game between Ole Miss and Tennessee could be a good one. Ole Miss needs to be careful, man. I'm telling you,
Tennessee is playing
really well right now.
Absolutely right. And, you know, Alabama needs to be careful, too, because even with Mississippi State, that game next week with Tennessee on the seventh straight week of playing is going to be difficult for Alabama. It just is, because of the way Tennessee can move the ball. They have gotten progressively better every week since they came to Gainesville. You've got, you know, this quarterback Hendon Hooker, who you said was the better of the two and certainly has shown that. And I kind of think that if he had started maybe earlier in the season instead of the other fella, maybe they would have won one of those games they lost, like, say, to Pitt. But they are better. They can score points, and watch what happens in this Mississippi game. It's going to be a track meet.
Rick says on Facebook Live, Shane is giving free food at the Florida-Georgia game. I wasn't aware of that, Rick.
Okay.
Rick just started a rumor.
So how would he start that rumor? I mean, why would they think you're giving away free food? I got to know this.
I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know.
Well.
All right, JC. Real quick before we get to our picks, I want you, JC, to turn your Corvette into a rolling billboard for your business or brand with an eye-catching vehicle wrap from Wrap Spot. This October, JC, get your Corvette wrapped and mention promo code Shane, and they receive 13% off your vehicle wrap. They may even give you a better deal if you'll put your mug on the side of your Corvette.
I'd love to see what the wife thinks of that idea. I'm going to pass that by her after the show. We'll get that Corvette wrapped up in a wrap spot. A 427, beautiful. What is it?
Don't act like you know anything about a car.
Grand Sport. Convertible.
Rick just chimed in. It was the post about me hosting a tailgate. Look, Rick, I am quote hosting a tailgate. I'm just going to be there. So
you are the host, though. Everybody's got to come up and get pictures with you, QB. You're going to sign footballs and babies.
Hey, that's fine. I'm not giving away free food. I forgot what he was referring to. So I will be at that.
You become such a celebrity with this podcast, the other gig you got. I mean, dear Lord, dude, I'm just lucky to be breathing right now.
Joseph asks, what happens if there does end up being a three-way tie in the East and we beat Georgia, who would go to Atlanta? Kentucky has to lose. Well, I don't even know the scenario.
I would say Kentucky. Well, first of all, for Florida to beat Kentucky straight up, Kentucky would have to lose three times. Georgia would have to lose Georgia have to lose twice, including to Florida.
Well, let's say this. Okay, let's say Georgia beats Kentucky. So now Kentucky has one loss. We beat Georgia. They both of those teams still have to lose twice, but I think they'll still. I don't know who would have the tiebreaker. I was too confused.
Yeah, let's just think of it like this: if it's straight up against Kentucky, the Wildcats have to have three losses. If it's straight up against Georgia, the Bulldogs have to have two losses. Good luck with both of those scenarios. I can't see either one playing out. It's not going to happen. But again, we'll get to Georgia next week. But I'm telling you, that game is a. Well, we'll talk about it next week.
All right. It's time for the Peachland Dentistry, Gator Nation's number one choice for dentistry in Port Charlotte and surrounding areas. Visit them at peachlanddental.com. It's time for JC and the QB weekend picks. JC, you lead me. You're sitting at a smooth 500, 33-33.
With one tie.
32-34.
Right.
So one tie.
Yep.
We're not very good right now.
Well, listen, you're right. I had a 3-9 week, and I still managed to be 500. So I feel a little good about that. You had a big week too, winning when I went 3-9 to catch up. So anything could happen, QB, but we got some good games. Let's start it off with the Big 12, including our SEC, soon to be SEC brethren, Texas Longhorns, at home, coming off just a heartbreaking loss, playing the Oklahoma State Cowboys, who are 6-0. But Texas, even though Oklahoma State's 6-0, is laying 4 points. Who do you like?
I like the Cowboys and Mike Gundy. I'm still not a believer in Texas. I think Sarkisian's the answer. I think they're a couple of years away to compete. Oklahoma State's kind of flying under the radar. I don't think people realize they're undefeated right now. You know, there's two – how about these two states, JC? You think they're proud of their football programs?
Mm-hmm.
The state of Michigan and the state of Oklahoma.
Right, and the state of Michigan has, you know, a bunch of – good undercard teams too. Western Michigan has had a good season thus far, beat Pittsburgh. So yeah, the state of Michigan is on fire right now and winning a lot of football games. I have a feeling reality is about to hit it though soon. Pittsburgh at Virginia Tech. I beg your pardon. I took Texas. I'm taking Texas. I'm always taking Texas. Pittsburgh at Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech is getting 5 at home, coming off another heartbreaking loss, and I'm taking the home dog with 5 points. I think they'll get over it. Pittsburgh's a really good team, but they can't stop anyone. Virginia Tech chokes. I don't know. Maybe you go with a better quarterback here, but you got to lay 5 if you do.
Yeah, I didn't realize they were laying that many points. Pitt has the number one scoring offense in America.
You know, I'm going to change that.
I'm taking the Pitt Panthers.
Yeah, I'm changing it too. I'm going with Pitt. Virginia Tech, just they don't know how to win. TCU at Oklahoma. This game has a chance to be closer than I think most people are thinking. TCU has played good football last couple of weeks, but they're catching almost 2 touchdowns, 13.5 at Oklahoma, coming off a very emotional game with a new quarterback, Caleb Williams. Played great to save their ass against Texas, but they're laying 13.5 here, and I'm going to take the Frogs with the 13.5.
I'll take Boomer Sooner.
Of course you will. Go out
TCU west. Can't stop a soul, though.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I hear it. Arizona State at Utah. Arizona State, the only reason I bring this up is because they are number one in the Pac-12 South. They've got one loss but played really good football lately. The quarterback's pretty good. But they're a pick'em at Utah. Utah is a team that will be in Gainesville to start the season next year, if you can believe that. So keep an eye on Utah. Watch what Utah does, Gator fans. They are at home. They are home. They're a pick'em. But I like Arizona State. I think the quarterback is pretty good.
It's a pick'em?
Pick'em.
All right, I'm going to go with the Fighting Utes.
Yeah, the Utes at home. That's not a bad pick. Hang on a second.
We got a Facebook Live here.
All right.
From Cliff. He says, I think Texas will pull the upset. Mike Gundy is always good for a choke, and Texas is the perfect team. But that won't be an upset. They're Texas is favored.
Texas is favored -4, but Okie State is 6-0. One game before we get to SEC. Purdue is at Iowa. I only bring it up because Iowa's number 2 in the country, coming off a massive win against Penn State where they were losing 20-3. Came back once the Penn State quarterback got hurt, and is now laying 11.5 points to a team that nobody's paying attention to. I would have thought this would be more, so I'm going to take Iowa to win by 2 touchdowns.
Ooh, I'm taking Jeff Brohm, who's one of my coaches that I love, the way he calls plays.
The thing
about Purdue is they can throw the football.
Yeah,
and Iowa hasn't really seen anybody that can throw the football, although Penn State threw it on them until their quarterback got hurt. I think the Boilermakers, don't be surprised if they don't win the game.
If they don't win the game, but certainly cover in your mind. Okay. Auburn.
How many am I getting there?
You're getting 11.5.
All right.
11.5, Purdue at Iowa. Okay, we go to the SEC now. The Auburn Tigers at Arkansas. Auburn just gets demolished last week at home. Arkansas coming off three tough games, played hard, could have beaten Mississippi on a two-point conversion at the end, didn't make it. They are favored, -4.5. I think they bounce back at home. They're a different team. I like Arkansas laying the 4.5. It's a lot of points, but I'm not an Auburn guy. I don't believe in Auburn.
Yeah, I like Arkansas. I was impressed with the way I do because I can't trust Bo Nix.
I can't either. No. Your favorite team, the Texas Aggies. We'll just call them the Texas Aggies. That's what they like to be called.
Giggle, baby.
Your favorite team, the Texas Aggies at Missouri. I don't understand this line either. The Texas Aggies are only a 9-point favorite. Missouri at home, good quarterback, awful defense. Why is it only 9? I'm going to take the Texas Aggies.
Yeah, this could get ugly.
I don't understand that line. Why is that only 9 points? I really like Texas, the Texas Aggies. Alabama in Starkville, Mississippi State coming off an open date. Big win at Texas Aggies last time they played, getting 17 points in Starkville, dude.
That's a lot.
That is.
I know you're taking Alabama.
Well, I have to, yeah.
You know what? I'm going to take, just to make it interesting.
Take State.
I'm taking the Dogs.
Yeah. The 17.
What am I getting?
17. It's a lot. You know, Alabama played really well.
It could be 21-0 in the first quarter.
Well, I mean, Alabama played great in the second half against A&M. They really did. They ran off 21 straight points in that second half, had the ball the entire second half, but just couldn't hold on when it counted.
Facebook Live real quick. Let me get to this one. Brought to you by Mel and Law. Norman asked, who on the Gators is injured for this game?
Okay.
Malik Davis, I've been told, is supposed to be back. Kyir Elam, I still don't know. We really don't know who's out. Coaches nowadays, they tell you all this stuff. You just got to see who's running out.
So, one thing you can do is pull up the Score Mobile app. They come up with
that. Injuries. Doesn't tell you anything, JC.
Well, it says Malik Davis is probable. So, that's something.
Okay. But
then if you look at the LSU side of it, look at all these injuries.
Right.
So that does tell you something.
My point is, it's not in the NFL where they have to actually document who's probable. Who's out?
Yeah.
You know, we've been thinking Kyir Elam was going to miss one game. He's already missed like three. So,
right. Anyway. Okay. So we have Mississippi State and Alabama. Okay. So Tennessee is at home. This is the game we talked about earlier. Mississippi traveling. Lots of points could be posted. The total in this game is 83 points. 83 points. I'm taking the Vols at home. I believe I do. I think this team is tough.
You took my pick. I just knew you were taking Ole Miss.
You know, I'm taking the Vols.
Okay, well, then I'm going to take Ole Miss just to be different.
Of course you
are. But I think Tennessee's going to win the game. What is this line?
It's 2.5, plus 2.5. Favorite? Tennessee is getting 2.5. Are they laying 2.5? I think they're getting 2.
Everybody thought Ole Miss was better on defense, but they're not.
No.
They're not any better.
Yeah, Ole Miss is favored by 2.5 points. Give me the Vols. Hell with it.
I'm going back. I want the Vols, too.
You want the Vols? Okay. Yeah. All right. Then we go to Athens, Georgia, between the hedges, 22.5 points. It was at 23 at one point. Georgia, they love them in Vegas. They love the Dogs. Can Stetson Bennett light up the scoreboard? Will Kentucky play physical, be able to throw the ball? I don't know if Levis has it in them. That's too many points, though. I'm taking the Wildcats to backdoor it.
All right, you're going to take your team that you love this week. I will take Georgia to win this game by 4 touchdowns.
Oh, my God.
I saw Kentucky in person, and I didn't think they were very good.
Okay. Well, no, it does make sense. But they are physical, though. They're not going to get pushed around. I just don't think they have the offense.
Well, that's what Arkansas thought, too.
That's true. We go to LSU, where they're getting 11. The Gators are laying 11.5. Sorry, it's 11.5. LSU is a mess. I've never thought I'd see a Florida LSU line this big here recently. Game being played in Baton Rouge, dude. 11 a.m. These guys are going to be up at 6 a.m. getting ready. That's an early start. I don't know if these fans are really into it. I'm going to take the Gators to win this game 31-17.
Yeah, I like a big win this week. John
you like
says,
31-17?
Yeah, something right. like that. Something John like says that. On Facebook Live, brought to you by Melon, I expect the Gators radio color guy to have full injury reports.
Well, that's a great point. It really is. You are informed. I mean, you're going to be on the plane. You should know everything.
Okay, well, if somebody walks on there with crutches, I'll let y'all know. Okay. But if they get on the plane with crutches, they ain't making the trip.
That's right. They aren't going if they've got crutches. Well, that's cool, QB. Also, you know, the Gators, 31-17 is my score. Throw a score at me. What do you think the score will be?
I'm going to go 34-13.
That is a blowout. Yes, it is. That is a big blowout.
John is backing my Kentucky thoughts here. Okay. He goes, remember, Kentucky didn't even have 90 yards passing on Florida.
Right.
What's Georgia going to do to them?
They're not.
I mean, they only had like 210 yards of offense, and two of the plays, they got like 90-something yards on two plays. I just don't think they're very good. I think it's a great story. I think Stoops has done a wonderful job, but they're walking into a buzzsaw.
No, it's not going to be easy. But 22 and a half.
You just want to lose by 22.
That's it. I mean, I see a 3-touchdown game here. That's 21 points I cover. Two pro games real quick. The game of the week clearly is the Dolphins at the Jags.
Oh, that's a big one. That's in London, right?
Across the pond. Jacksonville's getting 3 points. I'm going to take them. By God, they're gonna do something. Maybe, you know, London does like the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's kind of like
That's their team.
Yeah, that's their home team.
What? I'm writing it down. What is it? Three.
Dolphins.
Three
or... Dolphins minus three.
I'll take the Dolphins.
Okay.
I just think the Jaguars are a horrible football team.
They are not good. The final.
But you picked them to win seven games.
But
remember?
I do like James Robinson. No, I don't remember that. The Chargers at the Ravens is the other game I picked. You know, there's some really good games this weekend. I think the Chargers and Ravens is the highlight game. Two first place teams. Give me the Chargers laying the three, catching the three. Baltimore is actually the favorite here. I thought Baltimore looked very vulnerable and beatable last week. They played on Monday night. Chargers coming across country. Don't think that's going to matter. Give me the Chargers.
What is the points there?
Three. Chargers laying three.
I'll take San Diego too.
You like San Diego even though they play in L.A.?
Yeah, right. Same team. They still got that lightning bolt. They're still
the San Diego Chargers. The other game that really kind of got my attention this weekend was the the Cardinals and Browns. The Cardinals unbeaten playing at Cleveland. That's a good game. If you want to just pick that real quick, Cardinals are catching 3.5 at Cleveland.
I'm going to go with the Cleveland Browns at home.
Yeah, me too. I like the Cleveland Browns. I think it's time Arizona lost the game. The Cleveland Browns can run. They've got a good tight end. They just have some issues to address on defense. But give me the Browns. I agree with
Okay, JC, before we let All you right. go here, I got to make sure you didn't miss any good games because sometimes you miss good games. I'm going to scroll through them real quick.
I got all the SEC games. Which one did I miss?
I didn't say it had to be SEC. I'm just looking.
Well, I don't think I missed anything that was really good. I mean, maybe I did. I don't think I did, though. I looked pretty hard.
You didn't want to pick the Vandy South Carolina game?
No, I'm boycotting. They're not an SEC team. They should be playing in they should be an FCS school playing Connecticut this week.
Do you think Vanderbilt should stay in the conference in baseball and maybe a few other sports, but have to play in the SoCon with Furman and that crew?
Play in the Sun Belt. Yeah, throw them in the Sun Belt. Get them in the Sun Belt Conference in football and let them play the rest in the SEC. Absolutely. They don't care about football.
Okay, before we let you go, Gene says on Facebook Live, brought to you by Melton Law, let JC know that Kentucky visor looks as awkward on him as the HBC wearing his USC Garnet visor.
Really? It doesn't look good? What does that mean, awkward? I don't know. Does it look awkward? I don't think it looks awkward.
All right, JC. Enjoy your weekend. Safe travels.
You too. And we'll come back on Monday. And
we'll talk to you on Monday. That's JC. Join us on the Titan Tomorrow Hotline. When we come back, we'll talk a little LSU Tiger football with Scott Robillet from the Baton Rouge Advocate. You're watching and listening to Pot Up with Matthews in the Morning.
Visor's Tailgate and Rooftop Bar, located on top of Spurrier's Gridiron Grill in Celebration Point, is now open Thursday through Saturday. Visor's Covered Open Air Bar is the perfect place to gather after work or meet up with friends. You'll love the handcrafted cocktails and elevated shareables available every Thursday through Saturday. Visor's Tailgate and Rooftop Bar is perfect for fans of great food, great drinks, and great weather. Visor's not required. High spirits are highly encouraged. Visit spurriers.com/visors.
We want to take this moment to thank all our sponsors who keep the show going and pay the bills. Crime Prevention Security Systems, large enough to serve you, small enough to care. Titan MRI, Gainesville's only locally owned and operated MRI facility. Meldon Law, won't back down. Peachland Dental, Gator Nation's first choice for dentistry in Port Charlotte. Comfort Temp, comfort is our business, peace of mind is our promise. QC Kinetics, live pain-free with QC Kinetics. Great Clips, it's going to be great. Our Gridiron sponsors are Auto ER, UF Bookstores, Celebration Point Town Center, South State Bank, Chris Doring Mortgage, Silverback Concrete Co. Some of our touchdown sponsors are MB Listing, McDonald's of Gainesville, My IT Masters, Gainesville Neon and Signs, 84 Lumber, Tropical Smoothie Cafe, Avera and Smith, Dowling Signs, Baker's Sporting Goods, Ruse Ogra Agent, State Farm Insurance, Silver Cube Billiards and Sports Bar. If you are interested in promoting your business on the show, visit potupwithshane.com and click the advertise button. Again, thank you to all the great businesses that support the show. If you like what we are doing here, make sure you follow us and support the businesses that support us.
Welcome back to the Crime Prevention Security System Studios, large enough to serve you, small enough to care. Celebration Points, where the Gators go to celebrate, with premium brands like Nike, Prime and Pearl, Regal Cinemas, Medici, Dave and Buster, Skechers, and the HBC's new restaurant, Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. Make your reservations today at spurriers.com, and now open Thursday through Saturday, Visor's Tailgate and Rooftop Bar. We'll see you at Celebration Point, where the Gators go to celebrate. We're now going to go to the Titan MR hotline and head down to Baton Rouge. And we're joined by Scott Robillet from the Baton Rouge Advocate. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good morning, Shane. How are you?
I appreciate you taking the time. I got to read one of my Facebook Live comments here before we jump into LSU. Richard wants to know, it's brought to you by Meldon Law, what's Florida's problem on defense, scheme or players? We really have played really well, believe it or not, Richard. We're only giving up 15 points a game. I think defense is like ninth in the country giving up points. So they've played very well, in my opinion, this year. Scott, let's talk about this game. Have you ever – you've been covering the Tigers for a long time. Have you ever seen a Florida game – I don't want to say where the – Florida's favored by like 11 points, I guess. A game where there's not a whole lot of hype going into it like this one?
I have been covering LSU for a long time. My first year on the beat was your senior year. So
you are. Yeah. You've been doing it a long time, man.
I don't know who that says is older. Yeah, I am older, but it's been a long time. It's hard to think. I mean, you know, there've been so many great games between these two programs. They've both been so relevant most of these years that I think people can remember. No, I mean, I think certainly from an LSU perspective, a lot of fans are kind of checked out. I think a lot of people are kind of, you know, they're sorry, disheartened by the fact that they're. LSU's only 3-3 and 1-2 in conference, and I think they're kind of checked out, looking to who the next coach might be. So, yeah, and then it's 11 o'clock kickoff tomorrow, which is obviously not what people here want. It's just a lot of things not adding up to a great run up to this game from an LSU perspective.
And speaking of that, 11 o'clock local kick time. What do you think the attendance? What would you set the over under at? How many people show up in Tiger Stadium?
I think it's going to be really poor. I mean, I guess you'd have to kind of consider how many, you know, Florida fans may come. You know, I know it's probably a game that they enjoy coming to New Orleans and coming over for the game. But I'm going to say about 50,000. I mean, you know, Tiger Stadium seats 102, 321. I'm going to say, you know, so half of that is 51,000. I'm going to put the over under 51,000.
That's about what my guess is because, you know, the Tiger fans, as you said, they love those night games where they can get liquored up and tailgate all day. Let's talk about – there's a ton of injuries on this team, whether they're legitimate injuries or, as you said, people not only have the fans checked out, but have, do you think some of these players have checked out?
I'd be surprised if some of that's not going on. But yeah, I mean, but they have had a, at the same time, they have had a huge number of injuries. And, but you know, it's like, wow, you know, four guys, declared out in the last week, Kayshon Boutte, Eli Ricks, Ali Gay, Joseph Evans, and, you know, Ricks and Gay are having, surgery. I think Ricks is one people are kind of wondering, is he leaving? Is he going to come back? Could he come back? I think he certainly could return. But he had, it's a progressively worsening shoulder injury. The family just decided to shut it down. But you know, we started to see opt-outs last year, you know, right before, you know, the Florida game, Eric Gilbert left, you know, the program, you know, right then. Yeah, you kind of wonder about that, but I think mostly they're pretty legitimate. They've been hammered pretty hard. Nine projected starters from the depth chart you looked at for the UCLA game on September 4th are out, and that doesn't even include Miles Brennan, who's never played all year, and John Emery, who's been out for academic reasons.
Wow. Let's start offensively. Max Johnson, you know, he comes into the Swamp last year as a young kid who hadn't played very much, pulls the upset. I think he's a good, solid quarterback. But what's amazing, and people talk about it every time LSU plays, is how LSU cannot run the football. And, you know, when you think of LSU football, you think of offensive line, tailbacks running the power play over the years. Take away the national title from 2 years ago with Joe Burrow and throwing it all over the ballpark. But do you think LSU, I mean, people are spreading people out today in college football, but do you think LSU needs to get back to playing LSU style of football?
Well, they definitely got to get back to playing more complementary football. And they did, despite the fact that they got routed by Kentucky last week, 42-21, they did do some of that against Kentucky on the road. Ty Davis Price rushed for 147 yards. First 100-yard rusher LSU's had all season. Before that, LSU was – and it's still not great, but LSU was trending to have the worst rushing offense they've ever had. And this is part of the problem. You know, people – I'm sure a lot of people, you know, in Florida and elsewhere are saying, well, how can Ed Orgeron be in so much trouble? You know, they just won the national championship 2 years ago. Last year, they had the worst defense in school history. And until last week, they had the worst rushing offense in school history, dating back to 1938. So, you know, when you start having those worst and you're losing your identity as a program, like I said, these are the things LSU has always been known for, running the ball and being able to play defense, going back to the days of not just under Les Miles before Ed Orgeron, but the Chinese Bandits and Tommy Casanova and people like that. So it's quite shocking to see, but I think LSU, they've got to be committed to running the ball and certainly, you know, trying to, you know, keep it away from Florida, right? I mean, you know, they've got to, you know, try to take some heat off of their defense somehow. And you can't just have it all on Max Johnson. Obviously, he lost Kayshon Boutte, one of his top targets, you know, from last week, so injury. And you got a lot of young guys catching the ball, you know, pretty much who are going to be his targets going forward. And you got to take some heat off of him because they haven't blocked very well for him and not given him a chance to really get comfortable in the pocket.
Scott, we got a question on Facebook Live brought to you by Melton Law. Comes from John. He wants to know, Scott, do you think Woodward will pull the trigger on Edo midseason, or does he wait until the season is over?
Well, that is the big question we're all trying to answer here in Baton Rouge. I would love to have that answer, and I think a lot of us who cover the team or just follow the team would as well. Scott Woodward's MO has been to wait till the end of the season. When he was athletic director at Texas A&M, let's just take two examples. Everybody knew Kevin Sumlin was going to get fired. He waited till the end of the season, and of course brought in Jimbo Fisher. The basketball coach Billy Kennedy, who people from here know, he was at Southeastern in Hammond. Everybody knew he was going to get fired, waited until after the SEC tournament and fired him, brought in Buzz Williams. That seems to be his MO, but there's a long way to go. Obviously, six games over the next 7 weeks, including, you know, starting with tomorrow's game. And it doesn't seem it's going to get any better, obviously. And I guess you could be thinking, you know, if you're Scott Woodward, you still have a mathematical chance to pull it out. And I will say the Florida game is winnable. Like all the LSU's games are winnable except for the game at Alabama to a small degree. I'm not trying to say LSU's going to pull the upset against Florida, but they're all winnable. So until you get to that point where we think the threshold existed before the season, 7-5, the 3-3 right now, I've always thought the open date, if they lost to Kentucky and then lose to Florida, then lose at Ole Miss next week, and you have that open date before the Alabama game, I always thought that'd be a good place to make a move if you're going to make a move. And I'm thinking of Scott Simo, but I'm also thinking back what Jeremy Foley said, right? Basically, what must be done eventually should be done immediately. And you're thinking about recruiting. You're thinking about now. One thing is, one dynamic has changed in recent years are players, you know, changing programs, be able to do the, you know, the 1 year transfer and go play somewhere else immediately. Else you've got a player like that, Major Burns, who's out, one of their safeties from who was at Georgia last year. So, I don't know. I think the pressure will ratchet up. I think we see people vote with their pocketbooks and not come to Tiger Stadium tomorrow in huge numbers. I think it's going to make it hard not to say it should be that open date and you name an interim coach and you move forward. But again, that has not been Scott Woodward's MO, though I think everyone doesn't think that means he's not going to make a move. I think he will, but just when is the big question.
Yeah. Chris asked on Facebook Live, what is Ed O's buyout?
Ed's buyout is substantial. It's, roughly $17 million. He got a new contract, of course, after the national championship 2 years ago. He's the second or third highest paid coach in the country behind Nick Saban and Dabo Swinney. It depends on how you look at it. You know, everybody took a one-time salary deduction because of the financial impacts of COVID over this past year. But it's substantial. It is substantial. That said, everything you're hearing is they have the money lined up if they need it. Now, there are some people who say, you know, because LSU, not just the football program, but the whole university has been dealing with a lot of mismanagement of Title IX issues, sexual assault issues, and things like that. Ed Orgeron has been named, along with many people, as a co-defendant in a Title IX lawsuit. Could LSU try to fire him for cause and at least, if not eliminate the buyout, at least get it down to a much more manageable number and settle on a figure? They eventually settled with Les Miles. I can't think of the number right now, but it was much less than what they owed him completely, and he just took a lump sum payment. So, but right now, on the face of it, it's a lot. It's $17 million, but supposedly they have the money if they have to make that move, which looks like they will.
So, I mean, obviously you've heard some names out there. Who do you think LSU would go after if they got rid of Coach O?
You know, it's going to be certainly the going after, you know, first of all, is going to be someone who's a big name, a splashy hire. I mean, again, looking at Scott's track record, he got Chris Peterson to leave Boise State for Washington, who people said, oh, he'll never leave Boise State. And then he got Jimbo to leave Florida State for Texas A&M. And, of course, here got Kim Mulkey to leave Baylor for LSU, right? Now, Kim was coming home, basically. You know, she grew up about 40 minutes down the road from LSU's campus. But nonetheless, that was shocking to a lot of people. I think the names that you're hearing at the top of the list are James Franklin at Penn State, who is a Pennsylvania native. Would he want to come back and say, hey, can I win at a big-time program in the SEC? Of course, he's here, his name mentioned a lot, with the USC opening. And Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss, who somewhat ironically was a name that Ed Orgeron sold Joe Oliva on, the former athletic director, saying, if you hire me, I'll get Lane to come as my offensive coordinator. And, of course, Lane ended up getting the job at FAU, right, instead. So the head coaching job. So he never came. But they're friends, and that would be kind of a strange situation, one replacing the other. And then I guess one more name to throw out there that's kind of the top, near the top, would be Bill O'Brien, the offensive coordinator at Alabama, who, of course, has a track record at Penn State and with the Houston Texans. So those are just three. It's not going to be – people are thinking Billy Napier down the road. That's a name people are familiar with. He coached under Saban. He's at the University of Louisiana, about an hour away. I don't think that he would go for him right away. When Dan Mullen was at Miss State, I would have said Dan Mullen, you know, but obviously that's not someone who seems attainable right now for LSU. And John Gruden was a name they liked too, but years ago when they were replacing Les Miles, but I don't think it's happening either.
No, you know, the whole James Franklin, I think he does a good job, but gosh, I think I would prefer to either go to SC or stay in the Big Ten and have to deal with the SEC West week in and week out. So we'll see. We're speaking with Scott Robillet here on the Titan Tomorrow Hotline at Chris Doering Mortgage. They do mortgage lending, right, helping home buyers throughout Gainesville and North Central Florida. Call Chris Doering Mortgage today, 352-244-0840. A few more minutes with Scott. All right, defensively, as you said last year, LSU was the worst defense they've ever had. Have you seen improvement this year with a new coordinator that came in?
There has been some improvement, yes. Durante Jones is the new coordinator. He was the defensive coordinator defensive backs coach with the Minnesota Vikings. So he came in here, actually had a little high school experience in Louisiana years ago. So there's been some improvement, but now you're down five starters right now, both defensive ends, Allie Gay and Andre Anthony, a linebacker who's supposed to be one of your starters, got hurt in the preseason, Small, and then your two starting all corners who have been All-Americans, Derek Stingley and Eli Ricks. It's pretty bad situation. LSU has done pretty well against the run until last week. Kentucky hit him for 330 yards. Obviously, that's something Florida would like to do, you would figure, is run the ball. But they did a good job against, like, Tank Bigsby. It was Bo Nix, you know, running all over the field and ad-libbing that really hurt LSU in the Auburn game. But UCLA hit LSU with the run pretty hard, too. It kind of wore them down. You started to see a couple more coverage busts, you know, that you hadn't seen for a lot of the season that were so much a part of last year. So to boil it down, to answer your question, the defense is improved, but Florida, what Florida can do, what Florida likes to do, is probably something that is going to play well for them, especially in LSU defense's depleted state.
Yeah. Well, Scott, we appreciate you taking the time to join us. Last question for you. Basketball season is cranking up as well. I haven't really looked into LSU's roster, but it seems like Will Wade has a bunch of five stars every year. What's the LSU basketball program looking like this year?
Well, you lost a lot of key players to the NBA and you know, leaving last year, but got Darius Days, who's a Florida native, right, to come back for the extra year. Recruited a lot of good guys. I'm in football mode. I'm not thinking.
Right. Names, I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
No, that's okay. But they got a guard who started at Illinois last year. Illinois, of course, was the number one regional seed last year, and they've gotten some other good players. I think a lot of people are going to probably pick LSU in the middle of the pack in the SEC because of the unknowns. But I really think they're going to be a top four team again in the SEC and will challenge for the title if they get the chemistry together. They kind of got the Kentucky type thing going, and Will Wade, like him or not, he's done a good job of getting the talent together, and I think they will make another good run in the SEC this year.
John's got a quick question for you. Why do you think Stoops from Kentucky is not on the LSU list?
I think he could be a plan B. I wouldn't say he's not. And you certainly have to respect the job he's done there. I was impressed with the way they play. You know, the LSU doesn't play them very much anymore. Used to play every year. But they are who they are. Yeah, they know who they are, and they try to maximize them. They're very physical. I mean, it reminds me of the way LSU used to play under Les Miles. And so, I think he could be someone, but after Woodward goes after some other people, but you would think LSU would have a good chance to land a Mark Stoops if they wanted to. I'm not sure that would make a huge splash in Baton Rouge, but, you know, the biggest splash might not always be the best fit.
That's true. Scott, let everybody know how they can read your work.
We're at theadvocate.com or NOLA, NOLA.com. That's the Times-Picayune website, our sister newspaper down in New Orleans. So all our stuff's there under LSU. Just go down there and scroll, and you can check out all our stuff on the game, including our picks for the game that are up. All of us picked the Gators to win. anticipating a repeat of last year's game from the Swamp.
Yeah, it should be a good one. Scott, we appreciate you taking the time. Be safe and enjoy the game.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, that's Scott Robillet. Join us on the Titan Tomorrow Hotline. We're going to take our final timeout, come back, and wrap up this Friday edition.
We want to take this moment to thank all our sponsors who keep the show going and pay the bills. Crime Prevention Security Systems, large enough to serve you, small enough to care. Titan MRI, Gainesville's only locally owned and operated MRI facility. Meldon Law, won't back down. Peachland Dental, Gator Nation's first choice for dentistry in Port Charlotte. Comfort Temp, Comfort is our business. Peace of mind is our promise. QC Kinetics. Live pain-free with QC Kinetics. Great Clips. It's going to be great. Our Gridiron sponsors are AutoER, UF Bookstores, Celebration Point Town Center, South State Bank, Chris Doring Mortgage, Silverback Concrete Co. Some of our touchdown sponsors are Campus USA Credit Union, Adams Rib Company, Doreen Wiebe Realtor, Caldwell Banker, M.M. Parish, Gator Dominoes, Celebrate Primary Care, Gator Bait Media, Rap Spot, Okito America, Gators Dockside, Style Cuts, Big Mills Cheesesteaks. If you are interested in promoting your business on the show, visit potupwithshane.com and click the advertise button. Again, thank you to all the great businesses that support the show. If you like what we are doing here, make sure you follow us and support the businesses that support us.
Are you tired of being sidelined by nagging pain? Hi, I'm Emmitt Smith, Hall of Famer and Dance with the Stars champion. Happy to tell you about QC Kinetics and their biologic therapies for treating pain without drugs or surgery.
Are you suffering from chronic pain in your hips, knees, shoulder, or lower back? Are you tired of living with arthritis pain? QC Kinetics offers natural pain treatment that can repair and restore damaged tissue in your joints.
Listen, I know pain, and I've seen firsthand how powerful biologic therapies can be. Patients at QC Kinetics rave about their results because they're getting their lives back. They're getting moving again.
These exciting regenerative treatments used to be available only to pro athletes like Emmett. Now they're available to anyone thanks to QC Kinetics. Call today for your free consultation.
Get long-lasting results from my friends at QC Kinetics.
Call QC Kinetics 352-400-4550. In North Central Florida, call 352-400-4550. QC Kinetics 352-400-4550.
Welcome back to the Crime Prevention Security System Studios. Large enough to serve you, small enough to care. Center State Bank's now South State Bank, but we still put business first. We understand that small businesses need a community business partner that they can rely on. South State still has four convenient Alachua County locations. South State Bank, banking forward, member FDIC. Let's get to this day in sports, which brought to you by our good friends at Comfort Temp. Comfort is our business, peace of mind is our promise. Comfort Temp's now hiring team members with all levels of experience. Great culture and benefits and opportunity for growth. $1,000 signing bonus for qualified positions. Give Comfort Temp a call, 352-376-2366. This day in sports back in 1988. I meant to bring this up when JC was on, see if he remembered this. NCAA record for rushing yardage in a single game. The Oklahoma Sooners ran for 768 yards in 1988 on this day. Doesn't tell me who they ran against. That's a lot of rushing yards, folks, a lot. So that's brought to you by our good friends at Comfort Temp. Make sure you tell all your friends and family to follow our program on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, all the different platforms. Also, it's live on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter now. Our great producers have figured out how to do all that stuff. Thank goodness they know how, because I don't. But anyway, we want to thank JC for joining us today on the Titan MR Hotline. Obviously, Scott Robillet, who covers the LSU Tigers. You can check his work out at the Baton Rouge Advocate. Does a tremendous job. He's been there a long time, as he mentioned, covering LSU. Should be a good weekend. If you want to listen to the Mick and I call the game, it's on just the Gator Radio Network, wherever you live, on your apps, whatever. You can check us out. I'm 0-1, so hopefully win this game. I can get back to 500 calling games. But, yeah, I'll be with Mick on all road games this year. Should be a good time. I love Tiger Stadium. It's one of my favorite venues in all of college sports. I wish it was a night game just for that reason. I love the LSU Tiger band. I love all the things that Tiger Stadium's about, but I think the Gators go in there and get a big win. Enjoy your weekend, folks. Today's show is a wrap, brought to you by Rap Spot. We'll see you on Monday.